Oh, I'm pumped. You know, Party for a Cause is one of those festivals that I've always wanted to be a part of, you know, since I've been able to attend the ACMs. It's just crazy. I mean, even I still freak out over getting to walk the carpet. So getting to be included in anything ACM related is very cool. And, you know, any chance to get me and my band guys in Vegas, we're in. Oh, it's wonderful. You know, we did a lot of charity work throughout the year, and for us, we got the easy part, man. We show up and have fun. You know, play music, get on stage. So, it's the fans that show up and really make a difference. You know, for lifting lives, and it's great to be a part of. You know, I mean, obviously, getting to play a show is always fun, but whenever you're doing it for a greater cause, why not? First thing I do when I get to Vegas, I've learned the hard way. I go to the store and grab as much water as I can. As much water as I can. And you know what I've learned too? I've got to have a humidifier in my room. So I'll get that set up. If not, I'll lose my voice within like 2 days. I'm used to Tennessee humidity. So when I'm in Vegas, yeah, I've got to have a humidifier in the room. Well, Dirks he's hilarious. He's very awkward too. So I think it's going to be... I'm excited to see how it comes off. You know, I don't know how much they'll get to pick at each other since, you know, it felt like Luke and Blake got to pick on each other a lot. We'll see if Dirks can take the blows. But he's hilarious. He's a great actor. So I think it's going to be great. Yeah, watching the Super Bowl was really cool because we played Levi Stadium. So to watch the Super Bowl and go, wow, I was on stage here a few months ago, it was pretty crazy. This year is going to be the same. You know, we're getting to open, in Gillette Stadium and Wrigley Field and the new Minnesota Vikings Stadium. So all bucket list, Dallas Cowboys Stadium, all bucket list venues. I mean, I can't believe it's real life, to be honest with you, that we get to play a concert at these massive, I mean, it gets no bigger, right, venues. And so thank you, Luke. For having us out again. I feel like we've turned a corner with this album. I really have. You know, with our live shows, getting to do our first headlining tour on the Hell of a Night tour and selling a lot of those shows out, something's changed in over the course of this last album, which I love. And it feels like the energy's just kind of gone through the roof. Everybody's not only singing the hits, they're singing every song on the album whenever we play it, which is a really cool feeling and very inspiring. You know, I'm about to start recording the next album and getting a head start on that. So going into this third album, it's great to be out on the road again with Luke and these huge venues and feel that energy, because that really does inspire me as a songwriter. And you know, when we're in the studio, it's easier to get in that headspace on a big stage. You know, I kind of like to be in that headspace when we record. So the fact that I can be out over the weekends at these huge venues and then go back, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and record, it's going to be a lot easier than if we were just stuck in Nashville for a few months recording. Yeah, I've been writing a lot. I've probably got 50 or so songs written for the next album, and it's going to be interesting to see how this comes together, because we're touring so much this year. It's going to be a lengthy process, but I've got a little time in March, so I just want to get in and start tinkering around and see what happens. It's tough to get started, because you start with a blank page, you go, what are we going to do next? But I've got a few songs that I'm really excited to get out there. We might start playing them here in the next few months live, just to see how they come off and make sure they're as good as I think they are. But yeah, so we'll go in and have some new music recorded, hopefully by summer.